When I was writing my spiritual diary as part of my preparation for ordination, I used as a starting point my confirmation when I was aged 13 in my home parish in Auckland. I commented that the day itself passed quite unremarkably, and it was only some time later that its significance began to dawn on me. Put simply, the significance was this. I was baptized as an infant, and up until my confirmation, my Christian life comprised being brought up as a Catholic, going to Mass every Sunday, attending Catholic schools. All very ordinary. I was a Catholic because I was baptized and raised a Catholic. In essence, I went with the flow. In retrospect, that all changed with confirmation. I guess the best way to describe that was that confirmation was the point at which I took ownership of my Catholicity, took ownership of my life as a Christian. I felt that I was now part of a Christian community. I was part of that Christian community by choice, not as it were by osmosis. That led me to think, what was the significance of baptism? Like many of you, I suspect, I was baptized as a baby, so I couldn't remember that day at all. I have no knowledge of it. I just knew from my parents that I was baptized. My acceptance, my understanding of the significance, of course, came much later. In the reading from the Gospel of Luke we've just heard, we hear of the baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist. And it's that baptism of our Lord that we mark today. The Gospels tell us almost nothing about the childhood of Jesus, about his training, his education, or his upbringing. We did hear a fortnight or so ago the account of Jesus being located by his parents in the temple, having been missing for 3 or 4 days. But other perhaps than that, we have very little knowledge. The baptism of our Lord that we commemorate today marked the beginning of his public ministry. John the Baptist, a relative of Jesus, a prophet who preached that the Messiah, the one who would save God's people, was about to appear. John called the people to change their lives. He called on them to get ready for God's Saviour to appear among them. Crowds of people went down to the River Jordan to hear John preaching, and he challenged them to respond by being baptized. He immersed people in the waters of the River Jordan to symbolize that they were being renewed to new life. And then Jesus appeared and was baptized as well. His baptism, as I said, marked the point where he passed from being a purely private figure to a public figure, a preacher. In our lives, baptism is also seen as a rite of passage. For those of us baptized as infants, it was regarded as a natural follow-on to the birth of the child, to our birth, as a celebration of new life. For those who are baptized as adults, it was a personal decision. Yet whether we were baptized as infants or adults, it had and has precisely the same meaning. We have received God's Spirit to help us in our life. Jesus came as a human being among us because, just like us, even to the extent of being baptized, and just as Christ was commissioned into God's service at his baptism, so we are commissioned in ours. I take great heart in knowing that, like me, Jesus was baptized, that like me, he experienced human life with all its complexities, its joys, its heartbreak, and its pain. At his baptism, he was blessed by God's Spirit, and his Father was well pleased with him. And now he was ready to live out the life that God had planned for him. At our baptism, God blessed each of us and commissioned us, gave us the task and the strength to follow the path that Jesus has for us. In our baptism, God brought us through the water to new life in Christ. So what is the message that I think we can all take from the words we've heard in the Gospel of Luke today? For me, the message, the essence, came in the last words. A voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved, and with you I am well pleased." I think the message is that we, as ones who are baptized, should strive each and every day to live a life in Christ, to follow the precepts, the good news of Christ, so that each and every day God can look upon us as his sons and as his daughters and say, "With you I am well pleased." Spoken in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.